Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. As promised, this is the final shiur in the fifth parak Mocher et Hasfina. We are on Daf Tzadi Amud Bet of Masechet Bava Batra. After the editor's note, the Siman, Otzrei Perot, etc., Tana Rabbanan. Otzrei Perot, Malvei Beribitu, Maktinei Efa, Umafki Esh Sharim. So there are four groups that are listed here as people who are, we'll see what they are, Alein HaKatuv Omer, regarding them, the text says, Lemor, people say, Matai avor achodesh v'nashbira shever v'ashabat minfzecha bar latinei falag dil shekel v'laveit mosnei mirma. People who are sitting there waiting for the festivals to pass so they can go back out to the market and gouge prices, etc. People say, when will chodesh pass and we'll go be able to sell things and Shabbat will pass, we'll open up the granaries in order to subvert the measures. And what does it say about the Nishbar Adonai Begon Yaakov Yimeshkach Lanetzach Kol Maaseihem? God swears by himself that he will never forgive them or forget their behavior. So the question is, who is this talking about? Otzrei Perot, and that's the main focus here, are those people who store grain or store fruit until the season is late in the season and there isn't much in the marketplace, and then they're able to get a much better price for it. Malvei Beribit are people who usurers. Maktinei Efa, people who abuse the measures and put in wrong measures. And Mafkei Sharim, people who lower the prices and thus wreck the market in that way. These are all people about whom this is said. Now, Otzrei Perot Kigon Man, what's an example of Otzrei Perot? They give an example of somebody who evidently they knew well. Amar Rav Yochanan gon Shabtai Itzer Perot. That was a guy. Now, Avod Shmuel Mazbin Lehu Leperet Betara Charfa Ketara Charfa. Shmuel's father used to sell Perot at the time that the Perot were going normally, and he would sell it for the normal price. On the other hand, Shmuel, the famous Shmuel, his son, Mashi Leperi, Mazbin Lebatara Afla Ketara Chafra, he'd hold on to the fruit, and then at the low time, meaning when it was rare and the price was high, he'd sell at the old price. Shalchu Mitam, but in Eretz Yisrael, they sent a message saying, Tava the Abba Midabra, the father is better than the son, meaning the father's behavior is better than the son, my Tama. Tara de Ravach Ravach, it's better to have the marketplace flowing properly. And if Shmuel holds all his fruit when the marketplace should be thriving, then that wrecks up the stability of prices. Amarav, Ose Adam et Kabo Otsar. A man can make his own kav, meaning his own produce, he can store it. Tana Mihachi, Enotzin Perot, Varim Shesh Ben Chai Nefesh. But Bright that supports this, you're not allowed to store fruit that are vital things. When you know Shmanim Musaltot, we'll see these things together quite a bit through the Sugya. Wine and oil and flour. Aval tefillin, but spices, kamon, pilpilin, things of that sort, mutar. The medvar memorim, now this only applies to olkech min hashuk, meaning if you buy from the shuk and then you store it. Aval machnis b'shelo, but if you're storing your own stuff, mutar, you're allowed to. So that's why Rav said what he did. Mutar adam letzor perot be'eretz Yisrael gimel shanim. In Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to store for 3 years, but not just any 3 years, three particular years. Which is Erev Shvi'i to Shvi'i to Motzei Shvi'i, the 6th year, 7th year, and 8th year of the Shemitah cycle, in order to make sure that you'll have enough. Uvishnei batzor, but if there's a famine, hafilu kav charuvin lo yitzor, even the smallest amount you can't store. Neishem achnis me'iram b'sharim, literally you bring a curse to the market value. What happens is that there's already a lot of concern and anxiety about the market, and now you're going to introduce possible panic because you're withholding stuff. Amar Rabbi Yosef Chanina Lapuna Shamei told his servant, Puga Shamei, Fuk Eitzer Li Peri Shalosh Shanim. So this is an example of what happened. Rabbi Yosef Chanina, of course, lived in Eretz Yisrael. He said, go store things for me for 3 years. Eretz Shvi Yudu Shvi to Motzei Shvi for those 3 years. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Motzi'in Perot Me Eretz Yisrael, Dvarim Sheish Ben Chayei Nefesh. You're not allowed to take fruit out of Eretz Yisrael, which are things that are Chayei Nefesh, things that are vital. Gon Yenot Shmanim Uslatot, the same three we saw. Yuraman Beteira Matirviyain, he permits wine. Why? Atifla. In other words, this minimizes silliness and licentiousness and inappropriate behavior. Less wine is not a bad thing. Okay, Shem Shein Motziin Me'aretz L'Chutzlaretz, just like we don't take stuff from Chut to Chutzlaretz, meaning Bavel, Kachin Motziin Me'aretz Yisrael is Surya. Even to Surya, which is quasi-Eretz Yisrael, as you saw in the Sugya in Gittin and Nafchet and other places, you still can't take out. For Rebbe Matir, Me hiparchia la hiparchia. Hiparchia, I put on the in English on the had to go on the handout, an eparch. But what it means is like sort of a neighborhood that has its own municipal district. So if they're bordering each other, one's in Eretz Yisrael, one's in Syria, you can. Tan Rabbanan, ein mistakrim Eretz Yisrael v'dvarim sheish ben chayei nefesh. You're not allowed to do business to try to profit from those vital things. On yenot shvanim muslatot, wine, oil, and flour. Rabbi Lazman Azariah Shayim Istakeri Ayin Veshemen. Rabbi Lazman Azariah used to do business. He was very wealthy, as we know. He used to do business and profit from wine and oil. Now, why was that? B'yayin Sovar Lak Rabbi Yehuda. He held like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beteira, who held that wine is really not a good thing to have around, and therefore, if it's a high price, that's okay. Veshemen Be'atra Rabbi Lazman Azariah Shchiach Mishcha. And the reason that with oil is because in Rabbi Lazman Azariah's place, oil was very common. All right, Tanur Rabbanan, Ein Mistakrin Pamayim BeBeitzim. You're not allowed to do profit double with eggs. What does that mean? Mar Bar Mari, Pligi Bar Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel disagreed about what this meant. Chadamar Al Chadshrei, one of them, we don't know which one, said to get 100% profit and sell it for 200% of its value. Chadamar Tagra LaTagra, to have two middlemen. Pamayim means that the rancher, the dairy rancher sells them to a middleman. That middleman now sells them to another middleman, who then sells them, or to a retailer, to the end user. Tanur Rabbanan, Atrein al Prakmatia afilu b'Shabbat. We're allowed to have a gathering to have public prayer if there's a deflation, so that things become so cheap even on Shabbat, because it's going to hurt the market, of course. Amrav Yochanan Gon Klei Pishtan v'Bavel. What's an example? Is you have flax clothes in Bavel, v'yan v'shem in Eretz Yisrael, or wine and oil in Eretz Yisrael. Again, if the price has gotten so low, Amrav Yosef Ahu Dezal v'Kama Asar v'Shita. That's only if the ratio is that something normally worth 10 is now selling for 6. That's very bad for the market. Deflation. Tanur Rabbanan Ein Notzin Me'aretz L'Chutz La'aretz. Separate issue. You're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. We're talking about taking payroll out. You can't take yourself out. Unless it's gotten to the point that 2 se'ah cost a sella. Normally you could get 4 se'ah for a sella of wheat. Now it's gone down, you get only 2 se'ah for a sella. In other words, the price has doubled. Shimon says that's even in that case, it's only if you can't find it. But if you could find it, even if it's only at 400%, meaning you could only get 1 se'ah for a sella, but you can find it, lo yetze. Same thing, and this is going to begin us on an Agadah, which is going to go back and forth in between the Halacha from here to the end of the Perek about Megillat Rut. Elimelech Machlon v'Chilion. That's Elimelech is Naomi's husband. Machlon v'Chilion, their two sons. All of them die by the fifth Pasuk of Rut. G'dolei Ador Hayu. They were great people. Parnasei Ador Hayu. They were the leaders of the generation. Neiman and Shusa. Why did they die? They died also essentially childless, because Elimelech died without grandchildren, and then his sons died. Because they left Eretz Yisrael. When Naomi and Ruth came back, the whole city, we assume this is the women, were surprised and shocked and said, "Is this Naomi? My hazot Naomi." What does that phrase mean? Yitzhak Amru, Chazitim Naomi Shatzad Mi'aretz L'chutzlaretz Ma'altala. Look, this is Naomi who left Eretz Yisrael. Look what happened to her. So you see, it was because of that. That same day that Ruth arrived with Naomi, Meta Ishto Shel Boaz. That's the same day that Boaz's wife died. Boaz, of course, will eventually marry Ruth. The idea is Boaz is a widower. His wife died the same day Ruth appeared. That's why people say, Adelo Shachiv Shichva Kaima Mano Beite. So before one dies, it's the one who's going to take its place shows up. All right, so the one who's going to take over the house or so shows up. Amarav. Ivtsan Zeboaz. So now there's an interesting identification, is that Boaz, of course, is somebody who comes out of nowhere in Megillat Rut. And Boaz is, of course, quite heroic. He's the hero of Rut. She's the heroine. And on the other hand, we have this fellow, Ivtsan, who is a shofet, in one of the shoftim haritzufim. In the middle of Shoftim, who's just mentioned by his name and his kids, and go on, doesn't really do anything. Ivtsan lives in Beit Lechem. The question is, of course, which Beit Lechem? There's three Beit Lechems in Eretz Yisrael, and the simple pshat in Shoftim is, it's Beit Lechem Zvulun. But nonetheless, they're going to make the association with Beit Lechem Yehuda. So my kamashmalan, why is Rav teaching us that Ivsan Zeboaz? Ki idach the Rav Rav Huna, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, from this other statement, me'av esu mishtaot asa Boaz levarav. It says that Boaz made 120 parties for his sons. Why his sons? We'll see. Shneimar, v'yilo shloshim banim, Ivsan had 30 sons, u'shloshim banot and 30 daughters, shilach achutza, he sent the 30 daughters away, meaning they married other men, u'shloshim banot v'yilo banam v'nechutz, and he brought 30 daughters into his sons. In other words, he ended up with 60 kids, or really 120 kids, if you will. He has 60 kids, and he has 60 in-law, sons-in-law, daughters-in-law. He made two parties for each wedding. One in his house, and one in the other fellow's house, the other father's, his mechutin's house. And he did not invite Manoach, who was Shimshon's father, to any of these parties. Why? Kudna akara b'mayk parali. After all, at the time, Shimshon wasn't born, and we know that Shimshon's mother, who we'll identify in a moment, was barren. So Boaz said, oh, how are they ever going to pay me back? They have no kids. Which, of course, looks very negatively on Boaz. And so Boaz comeuppance is en route when he ends up supplying the child. In any case, Tana b'chulan meitu b'chayav. So the upshot of it is that all of Boaz's, Ivtsan's kids, died in his life. That's what people say. You have 60 kids. What do you need them for? Go and have one kid who's better than 60. In other words, having a lot of kids doesn't guarantee anything, but having one kid who is as good, that's it. And who is that? That's Oved. Shitin Zoriz, that was the one that Boaz had with Ruth, and that's the reference here. Okay, Amarav Hanan Barav Amarav. Elimelech v'Salmon uploni almoni v'avi Naomi. Now, who is this? Elimelech is, of course, Naomi's husband. And Salmon is Boaz's father. Uploni almoni is the relative who remains unnamed, who had the first shot at marrying Ruth and redeeming the property, but didn't take it. And Naomi's father, who were they? Kulan b'nei Nachshon ben Aminadav hain. They were all directly children of Nachshon ben Aminadav. If you look at the lineage at the end of Rut, Nachshon ben has Salmon. Salmon has then the lineage goes on, and then Boaz is afterwards. No, my kamash malan. What's the teaching? Shafilu mishiyish lo schut avot. Einal menet lo b'shashi yotzei mi'aretz lechutz la'aretz. What does that teach you? Even if you have schut avot, your grandfather was your father was Nachshon. Nonetheless, you left Eretz Yisrael, doesn't help you, and you end up dying. Rochanan barav amarav. Ime de Avram. What was Avram's mother's name? We never hear that. Amtaloi bat Karnabi. Right, Karnabo. Ime de Haman was Haman's name. Amtaloi bat Urvati. All right, so they have the same first name, but their father's different. Simanacha, how do you remember the difference? Tameh, Tameh, because an orev is a raven. So the Tameh, Ahaman, his mother was a raven, is a Tameh animal. Tahor, Tahor, because Avram, his mother's name was Amtalai Bat Karnavi, and a kar is a lamb, a fat lamb, and that's a kosher animal. Okay, Ime de David, who's the David's mother? Nitzvat Bat Adda Elshma. A famous story in the Midrash with her. Ime de Shimshon, who's that? Hatzal Ponit, or Tzal Ponit, and that, if you take a look in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, that I put on the page, you can see the connection, because when Shimshon ends up running away to the land of Yehuda, after he burnt down the Plishtim's field, he goes to see Ifsal Eitam, and if you look at Eitam and Eitam's family, there was a girl named Hatzal Ponit. So that seems to be the connection. He was going to his mother's family. Ve'achte, who was his sister? Nashya. The Mainaf Kamina. So why do we need this? The Chuvata Minim, because the Minim say, oh, you don't know who these people are, you don't have any Masorah. Say, oh, we have Masorah, even the things that aren't written in the Tanakh, we have Masorah, we know who the unnamed wife was, the unnamed mother, etc. Rav Chanan Barav Amarav, Eser Shanim Nechbash Avram Avinu. Alright, this is part of the Midrashic project of filling in the missing years of Avraham between his birth and the call at 75. He was a captive for 10 years. Shalosh Bekuta, which is Mesopotamia, Vesheva Bekardu. And another 7 years he was in Kardu. And Rav Dimi min Hardei Amat Nibcha, he had the opposite. It was seven here and three there. Amar Chista, Ibra Zeira Dekuta Zau Ur Kastim. This particular place which they know as Ibra Zira de Kuta, that's Ur Kastim, the famous Ur Kastim, where Avram was thrown into the fire. When Avram died, Amdu Kol Gedolei Umot HaOlam B'Shura, all the great leaders of the world stood and Amru, Oy Lo LeOlam She'avad Manhigo, woe to the world that has lost its leader. V'Oy La L'Sfina She'avad Kavarita, and woe to the boat that has lost its captain, the ship that lost its captain. Okay, and now we see a pasuk, a famous pasuk, L'chashem Agdulav, Amit Naseh L'chol Rosh, what does that mean? R'chanan Bar Avam Rav, Filu Resh Garguta Mishmayim Mokmilei. They even announce the guy who's in charge, and Amit Naseh L'chol Rosh means God announces all leaders, even the guy who's in charge of the sewage system, the guy who's, anybody who's in charge is announced Bin Shamayim. Now this goes back to Elimelech. He has a different take. Everything we've seen now was a tangential agada, and now we have a different take, and that is the following. Rabbi Shimon Korcha says, Chas v'shalom, that Elimelech, Machlon and Kilion were punished for leaving Eretz Yisrael when they should have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. Shafilu matzu subin, lo yatsu. Even if they had only found subin, even if they had only found bran, they would not have left. That's what we know about them. Why were they punished? Shayala and the Bakesh Rachim al Duram v'lo bikshu. They should have asked Rachamim for the generation. They should have prayed on behalf of the generation, and they did not do so. And that's why they were punished. Shneimar b'za'akech yatziluch kibutzayich. So when you call out, you can save the people that are around you. Rochanam Rabbi Yochanan loshanu elamaot bezol. This goes back to the isur of leaving Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you can't leave Eretz Yisrael, and we said, unless the price is so drastic, and that's if he can't find you. He said, that's only if ma'ot bezol, if money is available, at perot b'yoker, and you can't find the fruit. Ma'ot b'yoker, but if, it's hard to find money. Afilu amdu arba se'in b'sela, even if it's a regular price, which is arba se'in b'sela, is the normal price, yotzin, you could still leave. Now we have a series of memories of Rabbi Yochanan. Now here now, remember, I remember when the price was normal. And there were people who were starving in Tveria because they didn't have a coin. Right? Because they couldn't get a hold of you if you didn't have the money. You didn't have the money. The fact that, that the price is low doesn't help. And here now, remember, nobody would go work on the east side of the city. They were so hungry. Why? Because the smell of the bread that was cooking there would kill them because of their hunger. I remember the days when a kid would break open a carob. This is opposite times. This is times when things are very good. Is that the honey would come out and fill both of his arms. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, so Rabbi Yochanan's landsman, Rabbi Elazar's younger colleague, says, now here now, remember, kan habe natil urva bisra, when a raven would take some meat, nagid chuta de mishcha mireish shura viad la'ara, and there would be a wall, like a drip, a line, as it were, of oil going from his beak all the way down to the ground. Those are the times when there were plenty. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna kanhavim v'taylin talia v'talyata v'shuka k'var shita sreya k'var sheva sreya. I remember when young men and women could walk in the marketplace, 16, 17 years old, v'lo havu chatoin, and they wouldn't sin. In other words, things were much purer then. This is the good old days. V'am Rabbi Yochanan, Nahirna, I remember kanhavu amrin b'midrasha, they used to say in the base medrash, demodi lahon, anybody who tries to accommodate with the goyim, or tries to find a way to get along with them, nafil b'yideon, you end up falling into their hands. To be drachet zalein, if you rely on them, delay delhon, you belong to them. All right, back to Ruth. K'tiv machlon v'chilion. So it says regarding the sons of Elimelech that Ruth and Orpah married. Calls them machlon v'chilion. Uchtiv, and this other pasuk that evidently is about them, it says yoash v'saraf. So Rabbi Shmuel Achara, Machlon v'Chilion Shvan. The names are really Machlon v'Chilion, which, by the way, are questionable names, but that belongs to our podcast series on Root. Tonik Hashvan, Yoash v'Saraf, why are they called that? Yoash and Yashumin HaGula, they gave up on Gula, and they left Eretz Yisrael. Saraf, Shechavu Srefa L'Makom, that they really deserve to be burned. Chadamar Yoash v'Saraf Shban. The other opinion is that the names are really Yoash v'Saraf. Lama nikra Shban l'chlon v'chliyon? Why they call machlon v'chliyon? Machlon shasu gufan chulin. They made their bodies chulin by marrying these Moabi women. V'chliyon shenitchaybu kliya l'makom, that they deserve to die. Either way, the names are not that great. Tanya, Kamanda Marachon Chlion Shman. We have a brighter that supports the idea that the real names are Marachon Chlion, as reported in Root. Tanya, Maidichti, Vyokim, Vyan Sheku, Ziva, Vyach, Vesaraf, Asher, Ba'alul, Moav, Yoshvei, Lachem, Vadvei, Matikim, as Pasukid, Vrayamim, which is understood to refer to them because of Ba'alul, Moav, Vyokim, Ze Yoshua. That's a reference to Yoshua, Sheikim, Shua, Van Sheikivon. He kept the Shua, Peraktet of Sefer Yoshua, where they took an oath to the people of Givon, and he kept it even though they had been tricked into it and didn't kill them. Anshei Kuziva, what's that? Elo Anshei Givon, Shekizvu B'Yoshua. So that's the backside of it. They lied, Kuziva, to Yoshua, nonetheless he kept it. Yoash V'Saraf, what's that? Elo Machlion V'Chlion. So in other words, the Yoash V'Saraf, these are all Midrashic names then. V'Lamani Kashman, Yoash V'Saraf. So this brightness supports the first take we had, that their real names are Machlion V'Chlion, Yoash V'Saraf for Midrashic names. Sort of nicknames based on what they did or what they deserved. Asher Balulu Moav, what's that? Shenasun Hashim Moaviot, they married Moavi women. That's actually very easy. Yoshvei Lachem Zuruta Moaviyah Sheshava V'Nid Bekav Beit Lachem Yuda. That's a reference to Ruth, who came back and stayed in Beit Lachem. Yoshvei Lachem Adrei Matikim, what's that? Adrei Halalu Atik Yomai Amran. Atik Yomin, Atikim means they're ancient, means the ancient of days. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said them. Matzati David Abdi, a beautiful drasha in Tehillim. It says, Matzati David Abdi, I found David. Where did I find Tiv? Shteven Otacha Nimtzaot. Because in the Malachim said to Lot, your two found daughters, your two daughters are here, take them out. And of course, one of them, the older one, is the one who, through her seduction of her father, ends up giving birth to Moab, which leads to Ruth. Alright, Hey Mahayotrim Vyoshve Nitraim Vgidera Imamelach Malachto Yashvu Sham. So we have this Hey Mahayotrim Vyoshve Nitraim Ugdera Imamelach Malachto Yashvu Sham. We have this Pasuk in Divrei Yamim, which picks up from the Vyokim. It's right after the previous Pasuk that we saw. Hey Mahayotrim, who's that? Elu Bnei Yonadav Ben Rechav Shenatzru Shvuat Avihem. This is a reference to the children of Yonadav. Who did not keep their father's oath to have a celebration. Shoshvei Netaim, what's that? Shlomo Shedomel Nithiyab Malchuto. This is a reference to Shlomo. It's like he's like a sapling in his Malchut. Ugdera, what's that? Zu Sanhedrin, Shekadru Pritzoten Shel Yisrael. This is a reference to the Sanhedrin who fence in and protect Am Yisrael with their laws. Imam Malach Malachto Yashu Sham, what does that mean? Zu Rota Mavia, Shratab Malchut Shlomo Ben Benosha Ben Bena. That she was able to see her great grandson be king. Shneimar Vayasim Kisei La'em HaMelech. When Bathsheba wants to talk to Shlomo about Avishag marrying Adoniyahu, he says that Shlomo put this a seat for Em HaMelech, for the mother of the king, for Bathsheba. Also, the Imash Malchut is not Bathsheba, it's for the mother of kingdom. Who's the mother of kingdom? Imash Malchut, that's a reference to Ruth. Of course, that's Yehoshua Bachrach, who wrote his famous piece on Megillat Ruth, Imash Malchut. Tanu Rabbanan, then we go back to the issue of Perot, a beautiful ending. I called it a coda on the page, an ending to the parak. V'chaltem min atvua yashan. The brachan b'chukotai is you're going to eat old food. Below salmanton, without salmanton. So what's my below salmanton? What does that mean? Rav Nachman amar below yatzinta, without worms that eat into it. Shesh amar below shedifa, without shedifon, without edema, which eats it up. Tanukhet Rav Sheshman, takamadi Rav Nachman. We have a brighter supporting each position. Tanukhet Rav Nachman. We have a support for Rav Nachman, who said that it means without worms. Is it that they're going to be waiting for the new grain because the old stuff's already gone? Until it comes. Until it comes on its own, it won't be ravaged. Maybe they'll be looking for the new one because the old one is bad. So in other words, the same parallel brightot, but instead of that the yashen is gone because it got destroyed by worms, it's bad because of the edema. Either way, the answer is it won't have that. That means aging is a good thing. The older it is in produce, the better it is. That's only things that we typically age. How do I know that it applies to things that we don't typically age? Right? Old things. You're going to have to move the Yashan out because the Chadash is coming in. Look at the Sforno in his comments in B'chukotai. That's beautiful. You're going to have the storehouses filled with the old stuff and the granaries filled with the new stuff. And they say, how do we move the old stuff out to put the new stuff in? Baruch Hashem, what a bracha. Papa, komilia tikamalia. He says, all things that are old are better. Vami tamre, v'shikra, v'harsana, except for dates and malt, or mead, and harsana, which is a particular kind of fish. Tiny little fish, which they are better if they are fresh. Hadron alacha mocher tasfino. Baruch Hashem completed our study of the fifth parak of Masechet Bavatra. We'll pick up the next podcast, Amir Hashem, with the beginning of Hamocher Perot. We have a beautiful sugya coming up in a few daf about Kiddush and about Yayin. But in the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.